Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Tuesday, April 6th, 2021.
We generally get great reviews from our friends on the outside world, and we appreciate every single one of them. We did get one very astute observation, was perhaps we should reconsider naming the DeFi Daily to the DeFi Periodically, the DeFi Weekly, Monthly, whatever. We apologize deeply for missing a couple of days there.
A couple weeks there.
Things got busy. It's tax season, so we've... Well, when it's tax season, we have to go and do tax season kind of things, and it's accounting season and bookkeeping season. So deeply apologize, and especially because it's been so crazy. Like, there's so much stuff going on right now, least of all being that crypto did, in fact, cross the $2 trillion market cap line. Bitcoin's hovering still around 57,671 today, down 2.5%, or down 2%. Ethereum is up, though. Ethereum has been holding steady above 2,000. It peaked yesterday around 2,100, and right now it's at 2,091, down 2%. But it's amazing. Like, we are all genuinely impressed. Nothing more than how impressed we are with XR, with Ripple breaking the $1 mark.
Anything more on that, Pat?
I have no opinion. I sold all my Ripple. I basically took all my losses. I had bought Ripple around this price, like around like 90, something in that range. And so I'm like, it's never getting that high again. And then it just cracked 105. So, you know, end of the day, a lot of things you could say about it, which I will refrain from. Other cool things, I mean, Uniswap and Link are both in the top 10 now. So that's awesome. I mean, Uni's up at 30.48. Link is at $34. Other things of note, Bitcoin Cash around 690, which is great for them. That's super exciting. Other smart contract chains have continued to do well. So Cardano is at 128, up about 5% today. Polkadot is down 5% to $42, but they're holding steady at about a $40 billion market cap.
All right. The DeFi Daily is brought to you by Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi. So if you need help figuring out your taxes this year, from staking, liquidity pools, lending pools, anything, Bitwave is here to help. So make sure to check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. And Bitwave is also hiring for several roles, marketing.
Many roles.
Business development.
Engineering. My God, we need engineers.
So if you're interested, email info@bitwave.io. So I thought we'd start. Last week, Pat actually wrote an article, an op-ed that was featured in The Defiant talking about DeFi taxes. If you're not familiar, The Defiant is a great newsletter and site, DeFi-focused news. So we will make sure to link that out. But it was a handy guide to DeFi taxes. So up first, total value locked broke $100 billion. So DeFi is now equivalent to a top 40 U.S. bank.
This is amazing. I am so, I mean, this is from, you know, when we started the DeFi Daily at the beginning of the pandemic or whatever that was, April-ish, you know, we were commenting on DeFi hitting, I think I still remember like 8 billion or something.
Yeah, I think the first TVL we reported was 6 billion.
Amazing. I mean, that's like nine, that has got to be one of the fastest growing industries of all time. I mean, from in the course of 9 months or in the course of 12 months going up that much money, absolutely incredible, huge mark. This is, you know, I don't love this metric. It's kind of a funny one. Like, obviously DeFi has absolutely no relation with a bank. And I also think that these are looking at the bank's market cap. If you really want to look at, you'd be looking at the bank's AUMs or the bank's deposits. That's where I would be really interested in this is I actually don't even know the answer. I probably should have researched it, but like, what is a bank's total deposits for like a top 40 bank? Like, what's Bank of America's total deposits? I don't know the answer to that. That's a lot more equivalent to the TVL.
Great. So are you looking that up?
I am looking it up. Okay. I'm going to go look it up right now, but we can move on to the next story. Yeah.
So Tops is going to go public at a $1.3 billion valuation. And
no, this can't be right. I must be reading this wrong.
Yeah.
Or this must be old. What's it says that the total deposits for Bank of America is $1.6 billion. Total deposits for Wells Fargo is $1.4 billion. unless this is denominated in something weird. Like, could that possibly be right? The average deposits for banks in the United States is $3.1 billion. Wow. Yeah, J.P. Morgan is a large...
Wow.
Okay, no, okay, all right. The summary being shown by Google was in millions. So it was millions of millions. Okay, thank God. So J.P. Morgan has $1.9 trillion under deposit. Bank of America has $1.7 trillion and Wells Fargo $1.4 trillion. So, you know, that's the number we're looking for. And we're not far. I mean, that's one order of magnitude. Like, that is not a big difference. That's crazy. So, like, it's really, it's comparable to, like, one of the smaller banks right now. Truist or, like, U.S. Bank has $400 billion. So let's just say it's comparable to the U.S. Bank. That is incredible.
Yeah. All right. So I was saying next, TOPS is going to do a reverse merger.
What the what is this? What is this?
Are you upset at the NFT or the reverse mergers?
No, I don't remember. Like, no, this company's been around for 80 years, and it's NFTs that convince people to go into the to take them public. I mean, I get it. Like, at a high level, it makes sense, right? So, take the entire back catalog of all of the items that they have, all the sports cards, all the sports memorabilia, all the trading cards, and digitize that, get into NFTs. All right, I get it. That's money. I don't know. $1.3 billion valuation. I think it said it was $250 million getting, it's basically a reverse merger into a company that was going to put a bunch of money into them. So it's $250 million investment into TOPS. $250 million investment into a 80-year-old baseball card company. This is definitely a candidate for Have We Jumped the Shark Yet? I'm not going to lie. Like, this is a pretty big candidate for Have We Jumped the Shark Yet?
All right, up next, Bitcoin hash rate surpasses all-time high.
Yeah, no comment on this. This is just really cool.
Yep, exciting. So next, Sacramento Kings.
Well, actually, the comment there is that ASICs that were made back in 2014 are at the current price rates are profitable, which is also incredible. Because, I mean, there are a lot of people that have, like, S9 sitting around from, like, you know, 5 years ago at this point that they actually can plug in. I don't know. I haven't gone to look to see if any if GPU mining is profitable right now. Like, if you could actually plug in your old GPUs and mine on those. I actually don't know. It's super interesting.
Mm. So Sacramento Kings are going to offer Bitcoin salary options to all players.
What do you think, Amy? Is this a sea change, or is this a because you're from Sacramento? So let's get into this with the Kings fan here. You know, is this a sea change?
Hardly. Kings fan.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, they play basketball in Sacramento. What do you think? Is this a sea change, or is this just interesting little McNugget of information?
I think it's just a little bit of information.
Yeah, it's a little publicity stunt. I do think that. So what I will say that's interesting is I think in some of their like in the sports communities, you are seeing better pickup. Like, I haven't read stories about, like, JP Morgan bankers wanting to get their bonuses in Bitcoin. You read a lot of stories about athletes wanting to get their pay in crypto. I don't know what exactly it is. I think athletes tend not to trust the banks a lot. And I think that they, you know, culturally perhaps don't have as much faith in the banks. So that could be it. And that's where this is coming from. I don't know. Super interesting, but it's really exciting and good for, you know, I always like to see athletes diversified. I worry about a lot of professional athletes, like linemen. I worry about linemen, man. You get paid $400K, seems like a lot of money. You have a four-year career, and then you spend your entire life up to that point getting there. Man, I worry about linemen. So I hope they're getting their pay in Bitcoin.
All right. So next, Balancer, which is an Ethereum-based DeFi protocol, is going to expand to Algorand.
Yeah, Algorand has only recently added support for smart contracts like this. I mean, they've been around for a while, and they certainly have had tokens and different things like this, but the ability to do an AMM on it, I think, is from one of the more recent updates they did. So this is exciting. This is the first really big, as far as I know, and I could be wrong, this is one of the first really big projects has moved over to Algorand. So this is a great sign for them. I mean, there's no other way to say it. This is a great sign for them. It is essentially a zero cost for most of these AMMs to move around to different chains. So until we start seeing really good, the barrier to entry is not the ecosystem on the smart contract side. It costs nothing for Uniswap, Compound, Aave, any of these guys to go to different blockchains, especially if they support Solidity or Viper. What costs money is having people that all install MetaMask and can use their coins on those networks. That is the real barrier to entry here. It is not the smart contracts getting deployed. It is absolutely the people with really good, nice MetaMask style Chrome extension integrations that allow them to use dApps on these networks. That is the barrier to entry, and that is still what Ethereum holds and controls in spades. So, you know, it's these are all great data points, but Ethereum's still the king, especially now with them bumping up the timeline to release the sharding. So that they officially announced they're going to try to pull that up to 2021. So with that happening, the mining wars going on, like Ethereum is definitely the king.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening still, even if we don't post it daily, to the DeFi Daily.
Take it easy, everybody.